Welcome to Streaming Into the Voids, What's New in Streaming, where we discuss the highlights of what's available for you to stream the week of April 20th. I'm Kim Hollis, and with me are Raul Burriel, Tim Bridie, and David Mumpower. We'll start with Hulu and High Hopes Season 1 on April 20th. Get it?
Oh, it's 420. I get it. Yeah. I see what they did. Okay.
Yep. All right. High Hopes follows Slava, Mishka, and their hilarious employees at their Hollywood-based cannabis dispensary as they navigate the pitfalls, pleasures, and potpourri of potheads that come with running one of the fastest-growing cannabis companies in California. Next up on April 22nd is Hip Hop and the White House.
Hip Hop and the White House examines the relationship between the most powerful American cultural movement of the past 50 years and the most powerful position on the planet, the President of the United States.
Also on April 22nd is Secrets of the Octopus.
Narrated by Paul Rudd, this documentary looks at the creatures that are like aliens on Earth. They have three hearts, blue blood, and the ability to squeeze through a space the size of their eyeball. Highly intelligent, octopuses can use tools, transform their bodies to mimic other animals, and even communicate with different species, including us. That's right, folks. Octopuses.
I think this sounds amazing. I think they're fascinating creatures, and I could see myself watching this. On April 24th from Hulu is Talking Sabor, Season 1.
Celebrity chef Aaron Sanchez travels to 16 Latino-owned restaurants across Los Angeles, New York, Houston, and Miami with special guests as they build the perfect menus.
And our final new Hulu release is Thank You, Good Night, The Bon Jovi Story, coming April 26th. This docuseries features unreleased early demos, original lyrics, and never-before-seen photos that chronicle the journey from Jersey Shore clubs to the biggest stages on the planet. It also touches on Bon Jovi's current health struggles that have seen him have vocal surgery.
He's seen a million faces, and he's rocked them all.
Yes, he has.
That actually sounded really nice until you said the last thing.
I know. But he performed last night at the Jimmy Buffett Remembrance concert, so he's doing okay. All right, we move on to Netflix and Soweto Blaze coming. Wait a second. I'm sensing a trend on April 20th.
A small-time pot dealer's hopes for a better life are upended when his friends involve him in an outlandish kidnapping scheme.
Oh, it's 420. I get it. Okay.
Okay, we move on to April 22nd and Cocomelon Lane, Season 2.
Why did I get this one? I'm notoriously on Team Bluey. All right. Welcome back to Cocomelon Lane. That's not a real place. Where JJ, Bella, Cece, Cody, and Nina are using their imaginations, trying new things, and learning big lessons every day. Welcome to Cocomelon Lane, everyone.
Hooray.
Cocomelon Lane Season 1 came out in November. That's like 5 months ago.
That's right. Also on April 22nd is Fern Brady, Autistic Bikini Queen.
The irreverent Scottish comedian tackles big themes like death, decline, and the disappointments of middle age in her stand-up special filmed in Bristol.
Did she just use like a random generator to come up with the name of that?
Probably. I'm sure it makes sense once you watch the show or if you know her. All right, April 23rd brings Anyone But You. The surprise rom-com hit comes to Netflix, where it will almost certainly be huge on the Nielsen's movies chart as well. At a lavish destination wedding, two singles whose one date ended badly pretend to be a couple to pacify her interfering parents and make his ex jealous. The film stars It Girl Sydney Sweeney and It Guy Glenn Powell.
The film was a huge hit, at least relative to expectations, and it surprised a lot of people in Hollywood. And all I can say about it is I bought it the first day it came out on Vudu, and Kim hasn't watched it with me yet.
No, I have not.
We have seen a parade of theatrical movies hitting streaming lately, and we haven't been able to catch them all. We know that One Love, the Bob Marley movie, hit Paramount Plus this week, and Night Swim and Lisa Frankenstein have both been on Peacock for a couple of weeks now with almost no marketing.
On April 23rd is Brigands, The Quest for Gold.
In the 19th century, when the southern lands of Italy are bandit territory, Filomena escapes her wealthy but sad life to lead a risky treasure hunt.
And also on April 23rd is Fight for Paradise. Who can you trust?
From the villa to the jungle, contestants must keep their friends close and their enemies closer. Who will win entry to paradise and 100,000 euros? Is MTV's The Challenge actually the most influential reality competition ever?
Might be. On April 24th is Deliver Me.
In this limited Swedish series, when teenagers Billy and Dog are recruited by a local gang, the friends face a violent world they are too young to protect themselves from.
Next up on April 25th is City Hunter. In this Japanese film, an exceptional marksman and hopeless playboy, Private Eye Ryo Saeba reluctantly forms an alliance with his late partner's sister to investigate his partner's death. All right, I know we're all looking forward to this next one, or at least three out of four of us. It's Dead Boy Detectives Season 1 coming April 25th.
This was on my list of things I was most looking forward to in 2024. For anyone who's remembered that episode, two teen ghosts work alongside a clairvoyant to solve mysteries for their supernatural clientele until a powerful witch complicates their plans. This is based on a comic by Neil Gaiman, and it is a spinoff from Sandman. In fact, it's not a spoiler if you've seen the trailer. Death does put in an appearance in the series.
Yep. Our final new Netflix release is The Doomsday Cult of Antares de la Luz, coming April 25th.
Y'all are just trolling me with my selections this week. Almost 10 years after being charged with a heinous crime, former members of a Chilean cult share their haunting experiences. Do not want, will not watch.
Correct. All right, we move on to Disney Plus and Tiger, coming April 22nd.
Priyanka Chopra Jonas narrates this enchanting and informative film that stands strong as the culmination of a staggering 1,500 days of filming to offer a thorough portrayal of a scrapper tiger family's survival, bond, and growth over time.
And also on April 22nd from Disney is Tigers on the Rise. It's Tiger Month on Disney Plus for Earth Month. Narrated by Blair Underwood, this documentary celebrates the resurgence of tiger populations, highlighting the challenges faced as these big cats venture beyond their traditional habitats into farms and villages.
Okay, so Disney Plus is celebrating Earth Day on April 22nd, but not a single release on April 20th?
Nope, no 420 releases. They saved those for Hulu. All right, we move on to Max and The Jinx Part 2, coming April 21st.
A new six-part continuation of the groundbreaking Emmy-winning documentary series. In part two, the filmmakers continue their investigation into Robert Durst, uncovering hidden material, Durst's prison calls, and interviews with witnesses who had not come forward until now.
And also new from Max is We're Here, Season 4, coming April 26th.
This season follows renowned drag queens Sasha, Velour, Priyanka, Jada Essence Hall, and Latrice Royale as they continue the show's mission of spreading love and connection through the art of drag across small-town America.
All right. On Paramount Plus, we have Knuckles Season 1 coming April 26th.
Spinning off from the successful Sonic the Hedgehog movies, this series focuses on Knuckles the Echidna, voiced by Idris Elba, as he agrees to train Wade, played by Adam Pally, as his protege and teach him the ways of the Echidna warrior. This series leads to the upcoming movie Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Okay, on Peacock is Falling in Love in Niagara, coming April 21st. After her fiancé leaves her before her wedding, Madeline goes to Niagara Falls to honeymoon without him. There, she reconnects with her adventurous side, learns to let go, and finds new love.
There's nothing adventurous to do at Niagara Falls.
Grab a barrel and I will show you otherwise.
All right, on Amazon Prime Video is Them, The Scare, Season 2, coming April 25th.
In this horror anthology series, LAPD Detective Dawn Reeve is assigned to a new case, a gruesome murder that has left the most hardened detective shaken. As Dawn draws closer to the truth, something malevolent grips her and her family.
The first season was set in 1951 and dealt with an African-American family moving to Compton. In season two, which picks up the subtitle, The Scare, it's set in 1991. And Deborah Iorindi from season one returns, but playing a new character with Pam Grier as her mom. So conceptually, this is going to be a lot like American Horror Story with much of the same cast, but different stories and different characters every season.
All right, we will close it out with Apple TV Plus and The Big Door Prize, Season 2, coming April 24th.
The Chris O'Dowd series returns for a second season as the Morpho Machine readies the residents of Deerfield for the mysterious next stage. As everyone's potentials are exchanged for visions, new relationships form and new questions are asked. Hey, do you remember like at the start of like streaming during the pandemic when we naively thought everything was going to be like WandaVision? What happened?
All right. Well, I know that at least David, Tim, and I will be watching Dead Boy Detectives.
Yep. Dead Boy Detectives. I'll be there for that.
I have to say, I'm actually impressed that doing the movies is one thing, but that they got Idris Elba to just go ahead and do the voice for the Knuckles series.
Yeah, right.
That's impressive.
It is impressive.
And we wonder why Paramount's broke.
Yeah. There you go. And I'm also interested in watching Secrets of the Octopus. So go watch something.